Okay, welcome everyone for an Erev Yom Tov Shir. Erev Pesach, I give out a page of Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach. And Erev Sukkos, I give out either on Hilchos Lulav or Hilchos Sukkah. So Hilchos Shavuos is only about what you lay on Shavuos. That's the whole Hilchos Shavuos in Shulchan Aruch. So I decided that what's appropriate is to take a page from Hilchos Basar B'Cholov and to learn that L'Kavod Shavuos. And particularly the dinim of Nat Bar Nat. The dinim of Nat Bar Nat, a Nat Bar Nat is a nice and tam bar nice and tam. That means, in English, part of a food cooked in a flesh of kapat, or part of a food cooked in a milch of kapat. And the status of that part of a food that was cooked in a pot of heter, not a trefa pot, but in a fleshing kapat or a milch kapat. Now, there are two parts to this. There's the rules of all the ladies and the rules that are halacha. The women, very hard, they have to do this behind their back to take the parva stuff and keep it parva because they sort of have a black and white idea that either it's fleshings or it's milchiks, and there's no two ways about it. We're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch and see what the halacha is. to be magdim, when you cook part of a food with meat or with chicken in a pot, that's not a napar nat. That's really fleishik. The potato of a cholent, a fleishik a cholent, if you eat the potato, that's 100% fleishik. You have to wait 6 hours if eating just the potato from the cholent pot, because that's a direct bliya. That's a nice and tam. That's a direct nice and tam. If you have basar b'cholov in such a case, it's basar b'cholov deraisa. A bliya that goes directly is it entire. There's no question that's awesome in atayra. So we're not talking about a bliya that goes from a food to a food. Simin Tzadikei, I'm in front of you. The name of the simin is Dogim Ubeya, fish and eggs, examples of a parva foods. Shenizbashlu b'kederi shel basar, that were cooked in a flesh of gapat, imutaloichlam in gavina. You're allowed to eat it with milk. Obviously the same thing, cooked in milk gapat, you'll eat it with meat. Just it's cumbersome to keep on saying both directions, but it always means in both directions. And that's the nidaim, that's the shaila here of nice and tam by nice and tam. Now, what is the lumdis of the shaila? Lumdis is that it's what Chazal call a tam kolosh. It's a very weak taste. When you cook potatoes in a fleshig pot, the taste of the fleshiks, we don't even perceive it most of the time. It's not easily noticed, and it's what Chazal call a tam kolosh, a weak taste. And the shaila is what the status of a tam kolosh is. So we're going to talk whether the pot is ben yamai and ben yamai. We're going to talk in both places. So we're talking ben yamai, and then we'll talk about ben yamai. Now you're going to ask me, if so, why are we talking about fleshiks and milchiks? Why not the same thing if I cook potatoes in a tray for ben yamai pot? If it's a tray, that's called napar nat the isura, a napar nat of iser. So if we say it's a tam kolosh, it's a weak taste, and it doesn't have a din of taste, so even by treifas, a not by not, if you hold it's mutter, it should be mutter. So the answer is that once it has a shame iser, once it's a davar ha'asur, being maklish it doesn't make it mutter. A tam kolosh, even a weak taste, once it's iser, remains asur. But the sugya of not by not is a sugya of naparnat de hetera, something that's heter, and that's where the entire discussion of naparnat comes, and this is the Kabbalah b'yadeinu, all bliyas are something we have by Kabbalah, from Moshe Mesinai, that there's such a thing as the sinas tam through a pot, and therefore that's the halacha we're going to discuss, naparnat de hetera. Hetera meaning fleshix or milachix, which is itself heter. Having said that, let's start with the sheet of the Mechaber. This is again a place where the Sfardim, the Mechaber, are more meikel, and Ashkenazim, most of us, are more machmir. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Dagim shenispashlu oishenitzlu ikder shabasar. Fish that was either cooked or roasted in a fleshig pot. Fish being an example of something pariv, rechutza yafa, shein shom shuman davik ba. We're talking about a pot that's well washed out, that's washed out properly, ein shum shuman davik ba. There's no fats, residual fat of the wheat, of the meat. Muta lo echla bekuta. The Mechaber shita is not for not is totally mutter. You're allowed to eat it with milchix. Mishum to have a nice and tam, bar nice and tam, de hetera. It's a not bar not of heter. What does that mean, not bar not of heter? Taz aleph, top left. Mishum to have a not bar not de hetera. Pirish, de tchila ema moshe shabasar. It starts without any actual meat. Rak tam, only an absorbed taste. Dainu abasa doesn't tam b'kedera. That's not. The nice and tam. V'hakairo, or the kairo. V'hakairo b'dogim. And it gave taste into the kairo, and then from the kairo went into the dogim. Adain kulei heter. Right now there's no milk. The fish is a totally mutter. What's a v'tam kolish kazeh, ein b'yisr. And a weak tam like this, is not osur, it will be isur, but it will be treifus, afilakama pabinaparnat osahakoel. Once it's treifus is cooked in a pot, so even if it comes out into water, or comes out into fish, it blives isur mamish. It doesn't disappear. But by heter, when it's a tambasar, and it comes into fish, it's a naparnat, and there's no issue of eating it with milk.
Is it right away again?
What? Right away. You wash it out well and you do it right away. People ask you about grilling fish on a barbecue grill, if it's pariv. So I tell them, it says rechutza yafa. I've seen, at least by the yeshiva boys, all the grills are dripping with fats from the last 12 months. So I don't know that that's called rechutza yafa. So they asked me, how could they make it rechutza yafa? You can't really clean it. Well, you can burn it out. You know, if you turn the grill upside down, the it's upside down, you can burn it out. But rechutza yafa means that there's no real be'en, and that's mutter. I then did a bechaber and yesh b'mamish al pi akedera yosem yecha b'shishim. It is be'en more than a 60th bedogim. Also, Eichla Bekutach. Then you're not allowed to eat it Bekutach. So this is the Mechaber. The Ramah Shita is still to come.
So you don't need a Bar Yom.
We're talking even if it's Ben Yom, right? What? Yesh B'mami Apia Kedera doesn't mean the mouth. It means on the surface of the Kedera, right? Yes. So the question is, does that mean you're allowed to cook lechatchila spaghetti and a fleshy kapati with milachik? That's your question. So the Mechaber doesn't say. The Ramah will address it in the next sif. It only says here if it was cooked. It doesn't say that you're allowed to cook it lechatchila. You know, it's very hard for me to say that there probably is or probably isn't, but the language of the Taz, B'Yisra fill a kama palm in Naparnat, he seems to say, I don't see the tam in the first knot either, but we have such a Kabbalah that there's such a tam. I mentioned more than once that at the end of his life, Rav Palm in the hospital and he wasn't going to recover anymore. I made a list of all the questions I never had the guts to ask, like the some of the tough ones, many of which I wouldn't say over Barabbim. But one of them, there was a certain Beis Meir, which either we'll get to or we won't get to today. Rav Palma was always making a certain Beis Meir by Naparnat. And the whole world was, and I remember once a chabur from Lakewood, that was the Yerideya, came. He said, Allah is like the Beis Meir, and they wrote him a letter about it. And the Bali Ashulchan says that Allah is doctor. Everyone calls it Beis Meir Atamua. And Rav Palm passed like the base, cool of the base mayor. So I asked him, Saif Yamov, I always suspected the following, like you're saying. I said, it always surprised me that you make like the base mayor. Is that because we don't see taste going from pots and back out? So we have a Kabbalah that there's taste. We don't see the taste. So, Memeil, if you have a shita that's makel to rely on, that's why you're relying on the shita. So it's interesting. He didn't answer me directly. Rav Palm told me, is it the Beis Meir? Do you know who the Beis Meir was? The Beis Meir was his Shas V'Tshuva Svarim, the Chelek Amim Mater Raguna is a thick, and the Arachaim Yerideya together is thinner than his volume. He was the Rav's Rav in a generation that had great people. And he went off on how the Beis Meir, a great the Beis Meir was. Later in Derech Sicha, I saw there's a piece of Chaim Kanievsky there. We also, I don't remember what the question there was, but he goes on about the godless of the Beis Meir. So, he was not a Talmud. I think it was, their Tshuvas between them, their letters, I think, I don't know if it was a Talmud or, their Tshuvas between Kiveg and the Beis Meir. But anyway, so what you're saying is we don't see the taste, which I say, we have a Kabbalah that please go through walls. Maybe only Kfeila could taste it.
You don't have to taste it. It's mutter.
We don't not say Machana Kfeila, but not as so at any rate,
if the amount of water or whatever in it there more than 50
tylos. So we have a Kabbalah that the amount of the contents of a pot is never 60 times the whole pot. The thickness of the pad. If it were to happen, of course, it would be different. But we have a rule that the contents of the pad are not 60 times the pad. Somebody once did a mathematical, a whole mathematical study on this idea. Because I'll say the shishim connected the klipa, not shishim connected the pad. But anyway, that's the rule of thumb. Now, agav, we see, and Rav Palm always used to say about this, the minig to have a fish pot, he would say, is not a minig. How could it be a minig? The example in the Shulchan Aruch of Naparnat, of the Gemara, is fish that's cooked in a fleishiga pot. That's the example. It could have picked eggs in a fleishiga pot. It could have picked potatoes. Well, I don't think they saw potatoes in the time of the Gemara. But they could have picked vegetables in a pot. And punk, the example they bring is dogim, sha'alu b'kaira. If you look in the Taz, there's a long Taz here, days, the last 2.5 lines, Abba Masha Amru, right before Dalid, right before Taz Dalid, 2.5 lines up, it's in Gimel. He says, Abba Masha Amru b'zeh, dogim shalo b'kaira, yesh lumo m'zeh, she'ein sakona b'achilas dogim, she'yesh bo itam basar. We learn from here, there's no sakona in eating fish that has the taste of meat. Even in a ben yomei abasa, daminu gemara har beyachlu dogim shalu b'kaira. Later it talks about this, but he says this is a sort of a beferish makar that there's no din of dogim shalu b'kaira shalbasa. I probably used to tell people that it doesn't have a din minig, even if your parents did it. It doesn't have a din minig to have a separate fish pot.
What about an egg pot?
An egg pot?
Because
there's more than two. Certainly no din of an egg pot. But
you want to have fish in the same plate together with pasta?
If the plate is big enough that they don't mix, it's not.
But by a kid, it's very
particular. Yeah, no, you shouldn't eat fish with meat. That's for sure. I'm not. Fish with meat is sakana. That says in Siman Kuf Tazayin. Yeah, it says eating fish together with meat is a sakana. That's it's a Gemara which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tazayin.
You eat fish after meat is also, right?
No, after this, I don't know, people have this thing from the Shabbos Suda, they only have fish first and meat second. But meat first and fish second. There's no such thing. No, as a matter of fact, in Yom Zebuchur, it says, Basar v'dogim, b'chol matam. It says, Basar first and dogim second, and dessert last, b'chol matam. You can have meat first and fish after, yeah. There's no, the order doesn't change.
Is there any union of not having them on the same table at once?
Well, we don't have a same table. We're afraid people can eat them together. So the women are very careful. They clear off the fish plates before they serve the food. What? Shri L'chaim is always good. But it says the fish, you don't have to wash out your mouth between fish and meat. It says. So, yeah, excuse for schnapps is easy. It's good. But what does bother me, the Taz over there holds you don't rely on bittul b'shishim. Fish and meat, that not to rely on bittul b'shishim. And that also seems to be knocked off from the Mechaber. See, the Mechaber said, "Im yesh mamish shal pi akadera yosem echa b'shishim asa loichle b'kutach." But it's mashiv, if it's less than shishim, that it's mutter. If it's more than shishim, if it's less than shishim, then it's mutter and there's no sakana. And so the same Taz, the third of the very wide lines, addresses this as well. In the same Taz, just the third, the very wide lines. Aval, Mahdamash Rakan, the Dafka im Cholav Osir Adag. Of Neyasri Shari, Hayesh Bay Isser Mishum Sakana. Aye, if there's mamashes, it should be sakana k'may shomer v'simukov yadav. She is sakana in this bashal dog in basar. If the meat and the fish are in the same pot, it's only a sakana. So why don't you say that there's mamashes, it should be aser, and the Taz holds it's not pelpatul b'shishim. The kan le'nochas l'din zeh alamashenigeh l'inyin naparnat. So here he wiggles his way out. He says that le'nochas l'din zeh. It didn't concern itself with the din sakana, only with the din aparnat, so you can't make such a diuk. The Tazah Shita is that even if it's batul b'shishim, it is a sakana, the machaber seems to be sort of a raya the other way.
Is there any source for the sakana, or is it like it's a...
No, meat and fish is a gemara. Meat and fish is a gemara, and it says a shulchan aruch. I don't mean to mizalzel. It's by not by now, but it goes through a pot. That's what we're saying, that there's no issue. But if it doesn't go through a pot, if it's just meat and fish, then there's a source. It's a Gemara and Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. That there's no question. You know, there's a very tremendous controversy about milk and fish. There's a Beis Yosef here in Bas B'Cholav that asks milk and fish. And there's no makar for that. Meat and fish, there is. So the famous line, what? What?
You have fish and milk here.
You have fish and milk here. Fish and kutuch, you have together. So there are those who say that it's a printer's error. The language they use is nischalav pay basa b'cholav. He said dagim b'cholav, nischalav pay basa b'cholav. Should have said dagim b'basar, and it's a printer's mistake, it says dagim b'cholav. The svaridim are b'cholav, not makbid. On milk and fish together, and where what? Oh, you are makbid. A fakarat, I take it back. The Beis Yosef said you're makbid. We only machmir on milk mamish. We eat cream cheese and lox together, even though it's a milk product with fish. And I'm sorry, this is totally machmir on it. Okay, that's why you don't have bagels and cream cheese at your bris and nebuch. But the at any rate,
what's the svara
between the cream cheese? Svara, this is not totally a svara. No. Meat, milk and meat is not a svara, and meat and fish also not a svara. The question is what the Kabbalah is. So there's a Beis Yosef, and they say it's a printer's error. It doesn't fit well into the language. You have to have multiple printer's errors to make it work. But anyway, it's not our main topic.
Just start saying that we are makbid with actual milk and fish?
Milk and fish were makbid, but not other, not milk products. I think so.
Fish with coffee, that's all right? With coffee with milk in it?
these halachas are very hard to find because it's a one place, and I think we're makbid. I think so.
There's no this. That if someone is eating the meat and someone is eating fish, you should make a heter. So
right.
Such a sakuna, they'll be careful, or the other way around.
Question is, why there's no heker? I don't know.
It could be either way. Is it so?
It's chomer that careful, or it's like it says Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos the chamira. All right. Okay. You don't have to. Many gets to do, but it doesn't say in halacha. Now we're going to get to the Ramah, which we have to get to the next sif. Getting back off the fish and meat, getting back to naparnat. So the svaradim are mekel on naparnat. If they cooked spaghetti in a fleshing vinyan, they can lechatchila mix it with cottage cheese or cheese. If they cooked potatoes in a melech kapat, they can mix it with meatballs. Svaradim have no issue of that part. That we'll get to the Ashkenazim in a minute. There are two chumras they get to everybody. One is a chumra sapri begadim, and one is a chumra of the chavis das. Prima gadim is a relatively easy one. The prima gadim here in his akdama to the sif, he presents a cler. He says, we're saying if the taste of meat goes into a pot, and then from the pot into a potato, it's a tam kolish. According to the Mechaber, it's a chatchila, it's pariv. And Ramah will say, for us, for the evidence, it's pariv. He says, logically, what happened? The taste went through a pot and through a food. So what would be if the reverse order? It first went to a food, and then it went to a pot. In other words, you take some potatoes from your cholent, so that's not meat, that's tam meat. And then you warm up the pariv of potatoes and beans in a pot. Does that make the pot fleishik? We should say tam kolish, it went through its two steps already. And since it's two steps, so it should have the same kulas and that, even in the second kli. And Prima Gadim says it's not true. It's not true. He says that the potatoes cooked with meat is regular fleishik. It's 100% fleishik for all in yanim. Tam kolish has to start with going through a kli and then going into a food. But if it starts by going into a food, that's totally fleishik, and there's no. So that prima gadim's chumra, I think we all understand. The chavis das, which we'll see in a minute in Pesachei Tshuva, the chavis das has a much more controversial chumra. He says the following. Let me tell you the case he's talking about, and then we'll talk where it's negeh lahalacha. The Chavis Das says the whole din of naparnat. Again, the mechaber it's mutl chatzilah. Let us admit to b'di'evet. If you have a naparnat, the spaghetti cooked in flesh and kapat, and already got mixed in with cheese, it's mutter. For us, we don't mix it lachatzilah. But a naparnat, at the end of the day, we never throw away food because of a naparnat. That's our rule. He says there's an exception. That's all if you cook the meat in the pot, gomarnu, it's done, and now you cook pariv. But if while you're cooking pariv, fleishik spritzes on the outside of the keli, says during the time of bishul, there's a rule called makusha. Makusha means it's all connected, and that meat that hits the outside of the pot goes directly into the inside food, and it doesn't have a din of naparnat b'shas b'shulay. That's the Chavis Das's rule. I'll tell you what's nageh to us in a minute. But again, that's the rule. The rule is you're cooking pariv in a fleshing of pot, and in any pot, and even a pariv of a pot, and it fleshing spritzes on the outside, one in a 60th, then that's called b'shas b'shulay while it's cooking. That's called that the blia goes straight through, and it becomes fleishig mamish. That's the klal of the Chavis Das. It's a controversial klal, and we'll see it in the Pesachei Tshuva in 1 minute. I just want to tell you where it's negeya. There are many people, my wife included, who when they want to defrost the challah Shabbos by day, they take the challah, and they put it on top of the cholam pot, on top of the crock pot, or the cholam pot on the blech, and they put it on top, so it should become It should become defrosted, it should become warm, which is fine. According to Pashtus, that's enough for that. The bli of flesh goes into the cover of the pot. Then it goes into the challah. So that's enough for that. If the svardim is totally pariv, first the chatchil it's fleshik, and the evidence it's pariv. Loitachav is das, it's mamish fleshik. And mamish becomes fleshik totally. It becomes totally fleshik, and it's worse. Fleshik of bread that's more than kedei suda achas, you have to throw in the garbage. You're not even allowed to have in the house. There's a gzeira, simen tzadik zayin, on fleshik of bread. So if you're putting a challah on the crock pot, you want to warm it up for that meal, all right, it's fleshik. Leftovers are also fleshik. Okay. If you're putting two challahs, you only need one for that meal, the other one, kederach hanoshim, is eligible for leftovers for the whole week. So my father Oliver Sholem ate the Shabbos leftovers the whole week. So I have the same minig. I just told my wife the only 5 days of the week I can't possibly finish all the Shabbos leftovers. It's a bit of a problem. But the leftover, the challah, it becomes a real problem. It means b'shas b'shulai. The Chavis Das is talking in this case in Tzadik Zayin. Well, let's see the Chavis Das inside. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva,
let's say you cover the challah.
What?
You cover the challah silver foil.
If you put silver foil in between, then it's fine. If you put it directly on their thing, then that's when it's an issue. Okay, put silver foil. It's fine. Whether you have to wait 6 hours, I'll talk about it in a minute. It's mamish fleishik. Whether you have to wait 6 hours, I'll answer you in a minute.
So it means that the Pisrei Tshuva is only on three.
So if you put silver for you, good anyway. If you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, 7 lines from the bottom. Aleph is very long. It has a lot. And I want to just do the Chavis Das. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. I am b'sefer ches dalet. That's Chavis Das. I am b'sefer Chavis Das shekosavoy. Lo yamrina naparnat b'shas bishul. We don't say naparnat when it's cooking. When the meat is cooking. Im nofel cholov al kadeira. If milk spritzed onto a kadeira shebevashlo by dogin, that they're cooking fish, kadegera right it. Va'achar kach bishlu ha-dogim im ha-basar. And then they took this par of a dogim and they cooked it with meat, or anything par with meat. I feel but the evidasim loya yeshishim bebasa they get a cholov shenafu berishayna alakdeira loya mina dehaver benaparna kiman the nafu bishas bishul fell while you're cooking ubishul mifafeya becholakli lechumra and the bishul goes through and through lechumra habalua bekusherhu imatavshul. And then it goes into the keli, is mekusher, is connected directly to the tafshul. Ashvinon, kilo nafal the tafshul. V'avi tam echad. It's one time, it's not napar not the chavis des. And look what he says. V'ayim b'shuz beis Ephraim, simulav b'evis ha-tshuva, hizdegolav, v'afil b'shas ha-bishlam napar not. Ayim b'shuz l'kabot simit tzadik zayin. Tzadik zayin is the din of fleshig of bread. The Chavis Das is there by fleshing of bread. The Chavis Das tain is that's a beferish of Ramah. Now listen to Ramah. Ramah talks about making challah. Ein la'af a shum pas im pashtida betano. What's pashtida? It's a knish. It's a knish. It's a dough that surrounds sometimes meat inside, a meat knish. Don't cook challah in an oven together with pashida. Chashino shem yozov min hashuman ala pas. Okay, that's easy. If the meat goes on the bread, it becomes fleshik. V'im zov tachtov kilu nila shimai. And if it's zov under it, under what? Under the pashtida or under the bread? This is the machlokes. What does zov tachtov mean? Dinai kilu nila shimeru. Zav tachtav means what? Now you could learn, if it goes under the bread, then the bread is fleshik. But the Taz says, zav tachtav. Listen what he says. Loi bo yinol, she nirashumen tachas hapas mamish. It doesn't mean that the fats goes under the bread mamish. Koshim is pashit chushla pashdida v'nivla betanur chashina shemahocha habliya ad hapas. Meaning that you have a floor of an oven, the old-fashioned ovens, and meat spills on one part, and bread is baking somewhere else, and the meat didn't flow to the bread. It just went as a bliya through the oven. So that bread, the Taz learns, becomes osur al tzleishig of bread. Becomes treif al tzleishig of bread. So the Chavis Da says that it's a beferish of Ramah, or beferish of Chavis Da, the Taz's explanation of the Ramah. So this Taz's Chumrah, this Chavis Da's Chumrah, it's a very controversial Chumrah, whether you have to be machmir on it. Certainly Lechet Chila, a person should be machmir, and... So we're talking with there's no zay. The Mefarshim say it's talking with there's a chimney and there's no zay. And Rav Moshe holds the chimneys of our ovens don't have a din of a chimney. They're in the back. They're a vent. He holds they don't have a din. They're not made to take the zay out, just the excess heat. So anyway, this is the din of the Chavis Das, which lechetchila certainly a person has to be careful about. And when they warm things up in a busy a camp kitchen or a caterer's kitchen, it's one of the things that are all to happen is that things like this happen. Fortunately, usually the ovens are either straight fleishik or straight. Kitchens, most caterers are straight fleishik. There's no melachiks there. There are occasions where a caterer is called to do fleishiks and melachiks. I want to tell you my experience in shul kitchens. That are tiny kitchens, it's not practical. Sometimes they have somebody comes for a whole Shabbos and they want him to make hot dishes for Suda Shlishis. I had one case here in the neighborhood where they wanted him to make a Sunday morning brunch. People came out of town to an Eifruf and the wedding was Sunday. And they're true Bas B'chol of Deraisa issues. Real Bas B'chol of Deraisa issues in such cases. So... Okay, so you're saying it's the same thing at a hotel. Okay, it's an issue. Kashering over is an issue, and having flesh and milk in the same kitchen, it's always an issue. My father, Alav Shalom, never allowed any milchik or baked products in the bakery. He said he worked at enough bakeries to know once you have milchiks there, the parav becomes the kachalas become milchik. And he had a terrible experience when he first came to this country. A certain bakery that is still around, different owners, that he worked there. And they smeared the challah, every challah gets smeared to give it a glaze. They used a mixture that had milk powder in it on the Shabbos challahs. And my father had just gotten off the boat and he started working. And the Shabbos challahs have milk powder. So he went to Rabbi Shabbik. He said, what do I do? All the Shabbos challahs are milchik. So Rabik, b'chachmasai, he said, you're going to make a tumult that respected people, and you've just got off the boat, you're a greener, and you're, you know, a 22-year-old, 24-year-old, whatever he was at the time, they're going to ride you out of town. So you just quit your job, get a job somewhere else, and that's that. And that's it. But it affected him the rest of his life. He would limit where to buy challahs. What? Yeah, I'll give you his phone number. You can call him. I don't think he's allowed to accept Eidus of an Eid Echad to do that. But anyway, it's an issue. Let's get back to your spaghetti. And your I'm old fashioned. Nobody cooks spaghetti for Shavuos anymore, right? Everything is much more fancy. But we'll still talk about potatoes and spaghetti that cooked in milk and kapat. All right, yeah, with onions, potatoes and onions. Okay, well, the onions are discussed here also. Let's get to our minig. We, Ashkenazim, the Mechaber says, Naparnat is mutter, period. A bays. The second example. He talked about fish, that's part of it. I said egg. It's not about a hard-boiled egg. An egg in its shell. Bayesh and espashel b'mayim b'kedei rechei leves. If you cook an egg in a milk kapat, what the Lassi says, a betecha tarnagailis. You hear this? You cook an egg in a milchik ben yaimai, you mash it up and you stick it in as a stuffing into a stuffed capon. אפילו לכתחילה, מחה בשיטה זה גדול לכתחילה. אבל, אם נספשו בכתרה עם בוסר, if there's real meat there, אפילו, then it's אוסר, אפילו בקליפה, אוסר לא יחלה בקוטה. Even בקליפה, even with the egg shell, you might think the egg shell is interruption. Why isn't it? Now look at Tazbeis, אפילו בקליפה, קליפה סבאיה בבירה מנו כבסי. We look at the eggshell as not as being porous. And look, you put a white egg into a cholent, you take it out, and it's brown. Etc. Now, hold on a second. There's a gigantic chiddush here. What he's saying is, if you're cooking a cholent, and in it you put a hard-boiled egg, cholent, I mean anything fleishik, that egg is fleishik mamish. Why? Because the klipa is nekuva. It's mashu from here. Let's say I would take an egg or anything parif and wrap it in silver foil tightly in a way that's a tight seal. Or I would take a small kli and put potato kugel in it, and it's a sealed kli, and I would stick it in. Or they have today a kishka. It comes with a plastic all around it. I don't know if the plastic is mukeves or not. But let's say you have something around it, and you put it into the pot while you're cooking fleishik. What's a mashra from here? That it's a naparnat. Oh, so it's mashra, it's a naparnat, because it says, because the bay is klupa, that's why it's an issue. According to the Chavis Das, it shouldn't be that way. According to the Chavis Das, it should be, it doesn't matter. Even if you have a super tight seal around it, b'shas b'shulai, we say it's not a naparnat. And somebody of Akasha on the Chavis Das from this example, and I don't know teretz to it. It seems to be Akasha. We're saying here, abeya is menukeva, so therefore it's muta. But otherwise it's not. So, okay. I leave that as Akasha. Now we go to the Minig Ashkenaz and the Rama.
What's the difference between
Mitzvah and Fleishim? No difference, both exactly the same.
What?
It's just an example. When it says Melchix, it could be the same thing with Fleishim. There's no difference.
What's the difference between Mitzvah
and Fleishim? What does it say about Fleishim? No. Aval of Nispashel B'Kedera Imbasar. Before it was Kedera Shel Cholav. And shel basar will be the same. You're right. It's the word im. Im basar meaning with meat. Tiva bahiva. Usually you don't cook it with milk. You cook with meat. So, some Ashkenazim put eggs in shalom too. Sfaradim don't necessarily eat shalom in the first place. But there are people who put chamim. Yeah. Okay. Now, here we go to the Ramah. That's our meaning. Yesh machmirim. You know, it's like a disappointment. Most of your day, The mechaber is mekel, and Rambam says alvi yesh machmirin. But what are you going to do? You know, it's we're born into it. Yesh machmirin b'tzliya u'bishol le'eser noisin tam b'noisin tam v'aminig le'eser le'tchatchela u'b'di'ev emuta b'cholinyin. Now this you have to understand. We're talking now about a naparnat. Part of the food cooked in a fleishig kapat or in a milchik kapat. Power food cooked in this pot, according to the Mechaber, you can eat it in the same mouthful as milk. There's no issue. There's zero issue. According to us, you can't eat it in the same mouthful. You can't mix it with the other min. Now, b'di'eved, mutter, meaning, if somebody already took the spaghetti, it was cooked in a fleishig b'nyayim pot, and already mixed it with cheese, so now b'di'eved, it's mutter. Haminig, lesa lechatchila ubediyav emuta b'cholinyan to eat it with the opposite min. Means once it's mixed, you could eat it. People get confused. There are two levels of lechatchila. Could you cook it lechatchila in order to mix with the other min? No, you're not cooking lechatchila in order to mix with the other min. You know, even if it's cooked already in a fleishig pot, you can't lechatchila mix it with the other min. The rule is that b'di'eved, for a naparnat, we never throw away food. Once it's done, once it's mixed, we don't answer it. Even b'nyayimei, what?
Inadvertently,
maybe even purposely. There's no din of a mevan l'islachat chila on heter. It's heter. And Lamaisa, we don't ask the B'di'evid once it's mixed into the other min. That's the really the bottom line, or the bottom line din. What?
The kli,
could you cook it lechatchila?
No,
which?
No. So then I used, when I made the lakshan, yeah. I was stirring it with a power of instruments.
Yeah, so it's not, like it doesn't make anything awesome in the oven. Once it's done,
so
the next line of the Ramah talks about instruments, okay, on the next page. But the, this is the bottom line. Now what this means in practical terms, and the example I like to give is when I was a Pirchei leader, they used to give out peanut chews. Remember Goldenberg? They still exist, Goldenberg peanut chews. And it was cooked in dairy equipment. So what's the din of peanut chews cooked in dairy equipment? You're just not allowed to eat it in the same mouthful as meat. Not common to eat peanut chews in the same mouthful as meat. Doesn't go well together. Although today's generation, you're going to find in the ladies' books, a peanut chew coated K-pop, you know, like it. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to find it. You'll see. Everything goes today. But the, but that's the only issue. So the way to remember they did a naparnat is that something that's a naparnat that's cooked in milchapa dairy equipment, it's only also to eat in the same mouthful. Now, what is a more significant issue is when they pasteurize orange juice on the same kalim as milk. Delwood makes milk, and Delwood orange juice is made, and they're pasteurized on exactly the same equipment. What? I don't know about Tropicana. They don't make milk, but I'm talking about. Look, I know Delwood. They what? It was Nifter. Okay, in those days, we had Delwood milk and Delwood orange juice. Now orange juice, people do have in the same mouthful as meat. So right, it's an issue. So I wrote a letter to Delwood then, when I was in Bosra Chol, asking them what they do between the milk and the orange juice. So he wrote me back, don't worry. They thought I'm allergic to milk. So they wrote me back, don't worry, we clean it out so well. And they went through a whole description of how they clean out the piping in between. So I took it to Rav Palm to look at. And Rav Palm said, it's not the way we would kasher l'chatchila, but with the evidence, it's a good kashering, especially because really it should be batel b'shishim. Really, all the meat, all the juice that goes through these pipes are really 60 times the thickness of the pipe, really anyway. It's a little complicated about how to cheshbon it, but it is probably shishim, and he felt that that the way they clean it, the way they kasher it, should be a good enough for a kashering b'di'evit. Be that as it may, this is another example of an aparnat. The issue is in the same mouthful. It could be the first run and not the second run. A lot of the parava ice cream is made on the same machinery as milchika ice cream. So it's a shaila, the hechsherim, give a hechsher. The Shiloh really for us, those of us who are back for the Chol of Yisrael and want to be back for the Amplius, so this becomes the issue. People, Oreo cookies is like a big topic. So I want to tell you something, but I want to caution you. This is the memory of a 20-year-old, maybe 19-year-old. When I was a Pirchei leader, in the Pirchei of 14th Avenue, and I gave Pirchei groups, and they gave out peanut chews. So it bothered me. Peanut chews were dairy equipment, so the milachiks was not an issue. They weren't eating it with milk. But a lot of Chassidish boys there, Machban Chol Yisrael, and the gold peanut chews were a naparnat of Nachol Yisrael. For them, it's naparnat Yisura. It should be Yisur. So at the time, I asked Rav Moshe, I went to Rav Moshe, and I asked him what to do. So Moshe said to me, a person should be machmer on the Chol of Yisrael. But the bliyus of the Chol of Yisrael, you don't have to be machmer. Yeah, that's what he said. So I recounted this to people. I got a call from one of the Peskim in Lakewood, from Rabbi Felder in Lakewood. And he said, they told me you heard this from Moshe. I said, yeah. So he said, but in the tshuva, Moshe says to be machmer on bliyus of Chol of Yisrael as well. What? Chav Stam as well. So how do you square it? So I'll tell you two things. First of all, in many of these things, the Teresh of Alpeh and the Teresh of Iksav were lav dafka consistent. In other words, when he held, there's what to be Semechon, but it's better to be Machmir. If I tell something else, and I think this may be the true cheshvan, this is the way I go to it. There are two issues of dairy equipment. One is dairy equipment on things that are produced as a liquid. As a liquid, that includes ices, certainly orange juice, or even the cream of an Oreo cookie is produced in a flowing state. It's produced. On the other hand, let's say the cookie, the Oreo cookie itself, that's made as a solid. It goes on a pan, on a conveyor belt, and that's how it's baked. When you have something on a conveyor belt that has bleus of Chalav Akum, so that absorbs the taste of Chalav Akum, you have a problem, and there Ramesha was machmir. All chocolate is produced as a liquid. All chocolate is produced as a liquid for carrot. They make sure the chocolate, the equipment that produces the chocolate is very, very sensitive. Rebelsky was once here many years ago and described how the chocolate is made in his own inimitable way. He was describing that they beat the chocolate. And fine chocolate, they beat it more. And he explained that chocolate has crystals in it. The cheap chocolate, they beat very little, so you have pieces of crystal. It doesn't melt in your mouth. He described how chocolate melts in your mouth. And then when they beat it very fine, so then it melts in your mouth, geschmack, and that's how he described it. But he said, all chocolate has to be made liquid. Fakert, they don't let the machinery cool down ever. You could just picture in your mind a machinery with moving parts that has chocolate in it that cools down and gets hard chocolate in the moving parts. It's not a very usable machine afterwards. So the point is this. If it goes as a liquid, you're always going to have shishim connected to the product. You're always going to have shishim, maybe in a house now, but in a facility where they're producing for many hours. The total bleus of Cholav Stam are the thickness of the pipes and the containers in which it's cooked. The amount that goes through over a day of liquid, which afterwards gets mixed in a tank, the amount that goes through is also always shishim connected to those pipes. So memengla, you can be makel on a blia. Now, to be makel on treifis in such a case, Ramesh has a tshuva to Rech Sheirim. He says, apichesh, you can be makel. He says, mechur adover. To give a heksha to a treifa plant, and the chatchila rely on bitl b'shishim, Ramesh says they shouldn't do it. Well, Cholav Stam, so it's zicha batl b'shishim, so on chocolate you can be makel. On something that's a solid, so there, you have to. There, there's no bitl b'shishim. Each cookie is baked itself on a pan, and the pan has bleus of. If you hold that Cholav Stam is iser, it has bleus of iser. And therefore, a person has to be more machmir. So there's a big difference in dairy equipment between things that are liquid, like ices, orange juice, or even the cream of an Oreo cookie, and things that are solid. That's the difference. Yes. Not b'nei yayma, no. If I'm makbid achalav Yisrael, and someone's not makbid achalav Yisrael, so I don't eat in his house. I don't eat milchiks in his hot milchiks in his house. What? Pashtus, you have to be makbid. If you want to say that, please, that difference is different. Depends what Ramesha meant. Like I said, it's a memory of somebody at a certain age. So, you know, I don't remember the back and forth of the conversation. Bottom line, I remember. I went back to the PRK and told them they could serve it. Whether Ramesha asked me if it's just chocolate or what, I don't remember all the details. But Pashtus is that Cholav Stam, for those who don't want to take Ramesha's kula, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Cholav Stam is treif. It makes kelim treif. You have to kasha the kelim. What?
We can't have a cup of coffee in somebody's house that we use
Cholav
Stam.
Why can't you have a cup of coffee?
I'm having milk.
You have to have Cholav Yisrael milk, yeah.
Yeah, bring my own milk.
You bring Cholav Yisrael milk. So what's the problem? The hot water urn is not trace. I mean the mug. The mug is not a problem. What happens in a mug? It's a cliché, and then they pour in milk. After it's a cliché and it has hot. Nobody cooks the milk. I'm talking when they cook milk in a kalem. If they pour milk in a cliché, that's not.
It's not a problem of having.
a mug is not a problem, unless they drink hot milk in the mug, then it's an issue. Okay, let me just finish. Okay. So here, the one shaila that comes up for us is the following. It's coming a yamtif, or anything. I'm going to make a milchik sheva brachas in the house. So now, there are not enough pots. We don't have so many milchik pots. Fleishik pots, we have a lot. So a lady's cooking for a milchik suda, and she asks, can I use a fleishik pot to cook the potatoes, the spaghetti, the fish? She wants to cook part of the stuff in a milchik pot. And a fleishik pot for a milchik meal. So, well, we said for Ashkenazim, it's also. So the question is this only a ben yoimai pot? A pot that was used within 24 hours? What about an ein ben yoimai pot? What if the pot was not used in 24 hours? So here, the Chochmas Adam says, gozer ein ben yoimai atu ben yoimai, you're not allowed to do it. But Chochmas Adam says it's also even ein ben yoimai. However, there's a gra. The gra is on the next page in the copy. It's on Ois Yud. The gra stells a beka rule. I'm not going to get to what he's going on in the Ramah, but let me tell you his rule, and you'll see it in his words. The gra says that anything, now listen carefully, if a ben yoimai ases b'di'eved, then ain't a ben yoimai is ases l'chatchila. If you have a tray for pot, it ases. Ain't a ben yoimai goes to ain't a ben yoimai to ben yoimai. If a ben yoimai is b'di'eved mutter, if the ben yoimai would be mutter b'di'eved, in other words, if you already cooked the potatoes in a ben yoimai pot, so we don't mix it with milk, but if you did mix it, it would be b'di'eved mutter. So if a ben yoimai is mutter b'di'eved, then the ein ben yoimai is mutter l'chatchila. That's what the guy says. A nice yud, he's going on the mechaber, but he says this klal. He says, I'm sorry. Ois Yud. B'kai gav shal issa mutter. Ein b'yayim b'di'evin is mutter, etc. Va'af b'kideira. Ein asa l'chatchila she'ena b'yayimai. They didn't asa l'chatchila ena b'yayimai. Elim shum gezeira otu b'yayimai. Only when you geyser because of a b'yayimai. M'she'ein ken kardaf b'yayimai mutter b'dina. Over here by Naparadad, even the Ben Yoimai is Mutter Biker Adin. The Machaber is Matal Chatchila, and the Ramal Mat B'di'evet. So Loi Gozru, Eina Ben Yoimai, Atu Ben Yoimai. That's what the Gra says. So, whatever the Hezbollah is, they're certainly saying that when the Ben Yoimai is Mutter B'di'evet, the Eina Ben Yoimai is Matal Chatchila. The Gra comes out a bit cooler. Most of our pots are not Ben Yoimai for Milchik. It's rare that we have a pot that's Ben Yoimai by Milchik, and Fleishik is more common. But if you have an Eina Ben Yoimai pot, and you want to use it for the other min, turns out to be a machlekes the Chochmas Adam and the Gra. That's really what comes out. Now, how would you paskin? You have to remember, even with the Chochmas Adam, it's Mutter B'di'evet. Chochmas Adam holds it's Asa L'chatchila. He's made all Napar, that's a Mutter B'di'evet. So you have a machlekes the Goyin and the Chochmas Adam in a case which is... Even the Eisrim only asked l'chatchila not b'di'evet. So people ask me the shaila. I tell them that they can be meikel. If there's any tzairach, they can be meikel. If there's not tzairach, you might as well be makmak the Chochmas Adam. It's a chaval. It's a fascinating little bit of history. The Chochmas Adam was a dayan in Vilna in the time of the Gra. He said a hesped at the Gra's levaya. the Chochmas Adam. He wrote the Chaye Adam first. The Chaye Adam is an arachayim. In the Chaye Adam, whenever he didn't paskin like the Gra, he brought the Gra Shita and explained why he's not paskining like him. Why he's not paskin like the Gra. In his Agdama to Chochmas Adam, which is not published in all the Chochmas Adams, you have to get the old-fashioned ones. In the Agdama Chochmas, he writes the following. He writes that in the Chaye Adam, I sometimes argue on the Gra. He says, Maranin Olai, in Vilna, all the Tumlis are making Pashkevilin about me. What am I doing? Who am I to argue with the Gra? He says, I never argue with the Gra. I just sometimes didn't pass like the Gra. Because others disagree with him. See, he writes there very, you can see how bitter he was. He writes, it's borrowed to me that the Gra in Gan Eden is very happy when we bring a Shita and we're mafalpal about a Shita. But I want my Svarah to be accepted. How do I get put in Chayrim? So he writes, in Chochmas Adam, he's not going to quote the Gra when he disagrees with him. He's not going to quote the Gra. And if the Gra is going to have tainus to me, he writes, I'll send them to these people. These people are speaking L'kvaidai. You should take it up with them. He writes a very sharp lashon. It's their fault. So this Chochmas Adam, I wish he would have explained, does he hold that he's arguing with the Gra? He's not arguing with the Gra. To our eyes, it looks like he's arguing with the Gra. That's what Rav Palm understood. And therefore, bottom line is the following. Naparnat never asks anything b'di'evet. And Eina ben Yaimai, for any tzairich, you could take a fleishig apat and cook para for milachiks, milachik apat and cook para for fleishiks. Eina ben Yaimai, which is most cases. When it's a ben Yaimai, you don't cook lechatchila to mix with the other men. People have leftovers. People cook spaghetti, they have leftovers. They cook potatoes, they have leftovers. They cook eggs, they have leftovers. So what about when you have leftovers? So the sheet of the machaber is lechatchila, you can eat it with the other men. Even a ben Yaimai. The sheet of the Ramah that we follow is that b'di'eved, it's mutter. Lechatchila, the only netzasser is the same mouthful. The same mouthful v'zehu. That's the rule of Naparnat. And I said I would get back to waiting 6 hours on a cholent potato. You have to wait 6 hours. What about the bread that's in the oven with the pashtida, and the pashtida went on the oven. It didn't touch the bread, but it went to the bread. So I like to say this over, because it's like a riddle. When you have something, Rebelski was machmi and Rabbi Yoshev was mekel. Like, you can't find too many such things. So the shaila is, let's say you make open chicken in an oven, open meat in an oven. At the same time, you have challah, you have kugel, a potato kugel, power potato kugel. No, it's not uncommon. There are Shabbos, you have open chicken, open meat, and a potato kugel. So the potato kugel becomes fleishigs. There's aya. It's definitely fleishigs. Do you have to wait 6 hours on the fleishigs? So Rebelski said it's real fleishigs. You have to wait 6 hours. You eat a piece of that. You have to wait 6 hours. If you have challah at the same time as open chicken, it's fleishig a challah. You have to wait 6 hours. It's like the potato in the kugel. I asked Rabbi Yashiv about this. So Rabbi Yashiv said, you don't have to wait 6 hours. He said, the way he understood it, very hard to understand Rabbi Yashiv, he said it's a tam kolush. Tam kolush, Ramesha writes, that it's not moishach tam, something that's a weak taste. He says, even if you have meat that's less than a 60th in a pot of soup, but it's a small amount that doesn't give a significant taste, you're not mechuyev to wait 6 hours for a tam kolosh. That was Ramesh's sheet about liver pills. People have iron pills that are made from liver. So you say, you don't have to wait 6 hours. There's no real strong tam. So he was mekel. Maybe you have to wash your mouth out, but zehu. So Kapanim, this is the din of Naparnat, whether you eat milchiks on Shuas or not. The whole reason to eat milchiks is because you should learn the halachas of Asa B'cholov as a Hagdamah to Chag HaShavuos. A good yom to everybody.